It's time for Rhema for Today.
I use this illustration quite frequently. Suppose you went down to one of the supermarkets and got one of those carts, started pushing it up and down the aisle, and all the morning you pushed that thing. Well, it came noontime, and by then, of course, you'd have some attention. Somebody might come and say, could we help you? Well, I just want some groceries. And you keep on pushing the cart. The middle of the afternoon comes. Somebody comes to see if they can help you. Well, I just wanted some groceries. Well, after a while, they'll call somebody to come and get you. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can send a little kid to the store and say, honey, run up there and get a loaf of bread and a box of tea, and they'll come back with you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Praise God. Our main text for prayer school is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, particularly the first part of the verse, praying always with all prayer. That's King James translation. Another translation said, praying always with all manner of prayer. Another translation said, praying always with all kinds of prayer. Thank God for the different kinds of prayer. We have been talking about, and I want to do my best to conclude that today, you praying the prayer of faith for yourself, particularly concerning your own needs. I call it 7 steps to answered prayer. And I said that if one would faithfully follow these 7 steps, they could always be sure of an answer. Let's go over what the ground we've covered real careful, and then we'll pick up and go on. The number one step is decide what you want from God. You know, it means a lot to be specific. I use this illustration quite frequently. Suppose you went down to one of the supermarkets and got one of those carts, started pushing it up and down the aisle, and all the morning you pushed that thing. Well, it came noontime, and by then, of course, you'd have some attention. Somebody might come and say, could we help you? Well, I just want some groceries. And you keep on pushing the cart. The middle of the afternoon comes. Somebody comes to see if they can help you. Well, I just wanted some groceries. Well, after a while, they'll call somebody to come and get you. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can send a little kid to the store and say, honey, run up there and get a loaf of bread and a box of tea, and they'll come back with it because they know what they want. They're specific. Amen? God wants us to be specific. He said in his word, Jesus himself said, your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of. But now that's not all of it. See, a lot of folks go that far and say, well, I know whatever I need, he'll send. But he won't. Not if you leave it right there. Read the rest of what Jesus said. Same statement. He said, your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. You're still supposed to ask him. So decide what you want from God and find the scriptures that definitely promise you these things. And get those promises, get those scriptures firmly fixed in your heart, not just in your mind. See, you can give mental assent to something, it won't work. It'll take time for you to meditate in the Word, for the Word to get in your heart. And then be ready to use those scriptures against the devil and demons that'll try to make you doubt God and rob you of what you want. Now, due to the fact that you've taken step number one, you're ready for step number two. And you need to take these steps in the very sequence that we give them to you. So step number two, ask God for the things you want. See, you've already decided what you wanted. You've already found scripture that promises to you or says it's yours. So now then ask God for the things you want and believe that you receive them. Remember Mark 11:24, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. Believe God and not Satan. Believe the truth and not a lie. Then step number three. Let every thought and desire affirm that you've got what you ask. Never permit a mental picture of failure to be in your mind. If doubts persist, see, never doubt for a moment that you have what you ask. If doubts persist, and they will, Satan will see to it that they will, then you resist it. Rebuke doubt, resist it. The Bible said resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And get your mind on the answer and constantly affirm that the promises of God are true and that prayer has been answered. Then I went on to say, eradicate every suggestion, image, vision, dream, impression, feeling. In fact, extirpate all thoughts that do not contribute to your faith that you have what you ask for. Now you can entertain all the rest of them that do contribute to your faith. Amen. Then number four, you'll have to deal with your thought life because it can defeat you. Thoughts are governed by observation, associations, and teachings. Guard against every evil that comes into the mind. Remember that doubt is evil. The 10 spies that went in to spy out Canaan's land brought back an evil report. Well, what was the evil report? We can't take the land. Yet God said he'd give it to them. Amen? Caleb and Joshua, though, had a good report. They said, we're well able to take the land, for God's with us, fear them not. Amen. Remember also, here in Philippians, we looked at it, we're going to look at it again, and probably again, and again, and again, and again. After that, the Holy Ghost said through the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, be careful for nothing, King James, that's a little blind to us. Another translation said, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now notice the seventh verse, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, see, he's finalizing what he's saying. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now notice that he said that in connection with talking about prayer. It's important what you think. And the Bible tells you exactly what to think. And as I said, thoughts are governed by observation and association and teaching. Guard against every evil that comes into the mind. And stay away from all places and things that do not support your affirmation that God has heard and answered prayer. Now that may mean that you'll have to stay away from some churches. Amen. Well, you realize that not many a battle is lost in some of these areas. You get around folks where they're so negative and always talking unbelief, and it'll just get on you, whether you like it or not. Now, some of you younger folks don't understand this, but some of us older folks do. Days gone by when we used to have wood stoves, you know, and coal stoves. Well, sometimes, you know, we'd say this, you can't handle a stove pipe without soot getting on you. Because, see, that pipe builds up on the inside, those pipes with soot from the cold and so on and so forth. And you can't be around unbelief without getting on you. That's the reason you need to be around people that are believers. Amen?
Amen.
And so, stay away from all places and things that do not support your affirmation that God has answered prayer. Then step number five, what are you going to think about then? Meditate constantly on the promises. See, you took step number one. Meditate constantly on the scriptures on which you base the answer to your prayer. Because if the scripture says it's yours, God's not going to tell you or promise you something that is not his will. It's amazing to me in so many. You know, nearly any of the affairs of life almost, you can find out what God's will is by going to his will. Were you ever present when they read a will, you know, the last testament and will of so-and-so? Well, the New Testament, praise God, that's what it is. It's the will of God, hallelujah. Amen. Confirmed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And so many people, you know, now like one fella. But I know the person personally, myself. I know personally, I know exactly. Now think about that, a preacher, full gospel, tongue talker. Well, he got married, been married a couple of years, and he's going to fast and pray, see whether God wants him to stay with his wife or not. Yeah, he got the message to leave her. You know why? All his fasting and praying was of the devil. Yeah, fasting and praying is right. It can be of God. It can just be of the flesh, and it can be the devil. Are you out there?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, said that he fasted and prayed, went on 14-day fast, and after 14 days of fasting, said the Lord told him to send his wife back home. That's the will of God for him and her. I read in the Bible where Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. I guess it don't apply to the church wherever he is from or you are from, huh? I read there in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians where Paul said, I command, and yet not I. He said, the Lord commanded. Well, who's he to be telling me what to do? Well, I confessed him as my Lord. He wants to be Lord of your life then. Amen. Yet not I, but the Lord, he said, commanded. Let not the wife depart from her husband. That's plain enough, isn't it? And if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up, September the 25th through the 27th, can't believe it's the 25th anniversary of Kindle the Flame Women's Conference.
Man.
Wow. The years have passed way too fast.
Yeah, I know. You and Denise have really been working on that. I mean,
that's right.
That when that week arrives, I just stay out of the way.
You do. You take care of yourself because you know that you're not getting any pampering from me, right?
That's right. But then the same thing happens when the men's conference comes up in November, okay?
Yes, yes.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.